Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. Today, I want to talk about deal structure. Last weekend, we had the pleasure of spending a couple of days with Mr. George Ross. George worked for Donald Trump for many years, for in fact, most of the past 40 years, as his right-hand man and advisor. And you might remember him as his advisor and right-hand man on the TV show The Apprentice. Now, George is an expert in negotiation. In fact, he taught negotiation at the law school at NYU for over 20 years. And last weekend, a question came up, and it was a great question, and George had a magnificent answer, and unfortunately, we didn't have any recording running, so I thought it would be worth dedicating an episode to the question and George's answer, because it really relates to how you might structure a deal between different partners where there's an imbalance in the contribution of those partners. One of the most difficult things in any partnership is making sure that the partnership is equitable so that no one partner feels like they're getting the short end of the stick. When there's an imbalance, that's when things come unraveled. That's when it starts to feel win-lose. And successful deals that stand the test of time always have that win-win component. Deals that are win-lose or have a component of win-lose to them don't last. Doesn't matter whether you're on the winning side or not. Win-lose deals don't work. So it's important to make sure that balance is maintained in a relationship and in a partnership. So imagine a scenario where there are three partners. And the lender, the bank, is looking for additional collateral than just the property. Two of the partners don't have collateral to offer, but the third partner does. How do you value the contribution of that third partner's collateral? How much additional equity, how much more do you give in order to compensate them for the additional risk associated with pledging the collateral, even though no money is changing hands, and in all likelihood, that collateral is never, ever going to be seized. The project is going to be successful, and that collateral is just going to be sitting there as an asset, but it's not really going to be used. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, wow, that's a difficult situation. How do you actually value something that actually never changes hands? How do you put a dollar value on it? It's not obvious. And at the same time, it's clear that the contribution of the three different partners is not equal. They are not the same. So George's suggestion, which I thought was absolutely brilliant, is to level the playing field. And the way he suggested to do that is to write a personal guarantee from each of the two partners who are not contributing collateral to the partner who is contributing the collateral, so that if that piece of collateral was ever to get a claim against it as a result of a default on the original asset, the other two partners agree to guarantee their share of that piece of collateral. And what that does is it levels the playing field. It makes all three partners' obligation to that piece of collateral equal. And even though the other two partners don't have a direct ownership stake in that piece of collateral, they're agreeing to stand behind it the same way that the owner of the collateral is willing to stand behind it. This is a very, very common situation when partnerships come together. It's very common for one of the partners, or maybe one or two of the partners, to have greater assets than some of the others. And it's always a point of contention, always a point of imbalance when that situation exists. So if you can find a way to restore balance to the partnership through a mechanism like the one that we just described, can really strengthen the partnership and make it last the test of time. And one of the worst things that can happen in a business is a disagreement among partners. It's like a divorce in a family. It's horrible. So if you can avoid that with a few structural remedies that you put in place at the very beginning, can make for much smoother sailing and a successful business at the end of the day. Hopefully this gives you ideas on different types of structures you can employ as you're putting together your deals. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.